Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Lamed Beis. We're in the middle of Sif Mem, and we just started Sif Mem. We're up to the words Charetz Shebein Bayis LeBayis. The Charetz, the groove that's between each of the mini batim, the four batim within the Bayis of the Shal Rosh, Tzarech Shiagia Ad HaTefer. Those separate batim have to go until the stitches on the bottom. Vimlohigia, but if it doesn't reach all the way down, it's kshera. Vahu shiyanikir hacharitz, as long as it is the charitz, the groove is visible, the grooves in between each of the mini batim is visible, kadesha yu dalid rosheha nirin lakol, so that the four, is enough that each of the four tops of the compartments will be apparent to all on the outside, right? Uru kolame aretz, kishem Hashem nikrala. It has to be apparent that you have four separate compartments within your shel rosh. Mishnah Berurah v'hushiyeh, avalam eino nikar b'bachutz. If it's not apparent from the outside that you have four compartments inside your shel rosh, ashem b'fnim yesh dalad batim. Even though there are four many batim within the bias of the Shal Rosh, and the Chol Parsha, even if every Parsha is Munachas B'Bayis, even if they are placed in the bias with Neatzmo, each Parsha is placed in its own separate compartment, Lo Mahani, it's still not going to work, because in the outside, you cannot see that you have four, you have to be able to see that you have four compartments, your Shel Rosh. Nikar hacharitz. It's apparent that this groove, aval srita or rishima, a stam scraping, a line that you groove out, or rishima, or some type of mark there, v'alma lo mahani kol, it's not going to help. Ki al kolponim tzarech hevdel me'at bein abatim. Because you require, no matter what, somewhat of a separation between the batim. Just stomach groove is not going to help. You really have four mini batim that are really separate compartments. Shiva charitz and the karam mamish, the actual charitz and the actual separations between the real grooves are the fact that they are really four separate mini compartments. They get you squeeze together and you tighten together. V'chein hachayadam me'ein, and this is why the Chayyadam was against the Maisa of the Seifrim. The act of the Seifrim would go ahead and Medabkin Habatin V'tachin Es Kol HaBayis V'tiach. They would glue the mini batim together, the four compare, and they would glaze, right, over the batim V'tiach or Beglanz, some type of glaze or glance, raksha osin roshiv, so there would be one big, they plastered it or they glazed it, and you really could not see the actual four compartments. And they would do then afterwards osin roshem baglanz. They then put a marking on the glaze as to where the actual separate compartments were. Umagam dilechatchila ba'inan shiyehe acharitz magia ad lamata, and this is not going to be good because lechatchila you need the charitz to go to the bottom, so not having, so the gluing it would be a problem. Ayem beber alacha v'chol shekin asofrin shetolan or, and for sure the sofrin that put a piece of leather al adal batim on top of the batim, the rosh min bo charitzin, and then put grooves besakin with a knife here near ka arba batim, so that it will look like arba batim, it will look like four batim. That's for sure the puzzle. Tal yidezeh nase tefila shel yad, because that's really basically a tefila shel yad where you just faked it out with these knife-like groovings on one big piece of leather, going over all four of the batim, which would not be good And we'll see later on that if you could actually make a shel yad by taking a shel rosh and covering it with a layer of leather. So this would be mamash a shel yad. So it comes out as follows. The grooves that you see on your tefillin between your four batim are really mamish that one piece of leather that were made into four compartments that then have to be pressed together very, very tightly. We saw now, and we also saw earlier, a couple of days ago, that you're not supposed to go ahead and, or yesterday, I don't know which day we already did this, also you're not supposed to go ahead and glue it because that like makes it into one, it's a problem. So you could put a little bit of glue maybe to keep it tight, but not all the way. And that is the Eitzas that they give the Seferim, but for sure gluing it from the top to the bottom, all those together, is not going to be good. And that's why it's a real amazing thing how our tefillin, you should go see it one time, how the tefillin machers make those four batim without gluing it all the way from top to bottom, each compartment together, how they get it so tight together. That's why these are super duper razzle dazzle batim machers. Let's move on. That means a batim maker. Mem Aleph. Orech verochav habatim vigavon ein lo shiur. The length and the width of batim and its height ein lo shiur. So what this basically means is that there is no minimum, maximum size of your tefillin, according to the Shulchan Aruch. But now the Mishnah Berurah is going to say not so fast. Kuf Peites, Orach v'rochav, u'mikol makom, nachon lachosh l'divrei ha-go'enim. He says, still, even though the Shulchan Aruch says there is no minimum maximum size of your batim, it's still proper, he says, to be choshesh for the go'enim who hold that l'chadchila lo yase osan ktanim it should not be less than etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim, 2 finger breadths by 2 finger breadths. V'hainu imati Torah, and that's together with the titora. So it has to at least be 2 titora as the base, as you know, and that is the minimum size it should be. That's what the Gaonim say. Vayein ba'olas tamid shekasav. D'im ein machzik im hatitora rak ke'etzba al etzba. He then says, if the tefillin shel rosh does not have together with the base more than, it only has an etzba al etzba, not a little bit more than an etzba al etzba, but if it has mamash only an etzba al etzba, afilu b'diavad pasul. So, the Olas Tamid writes that b'diavad, up until a little more than an etzba al etzba, will be okay. But an etzba al etzba will be pasul, even though the Shulchan Aruch had said ein lo shir. V'chein pasak, and this also was the psak of the Be'er Mordechai, b'sefer Be'er Mordechai, v'yein b'sefer Eliyahu Rabbah, and check out the sefer of Eliyahu Rabbah, shalimid aleihem zchus. He was melamed on them zchus, even though they only had it, they had a etzba al etzba or less, mikom makom siyem. However, he ends off and he says, d'chol bal nefesh yizoyer. He says, every bal nefesh should be careful, lasot ha titorah, to have the titora, meaning the size, minimally of the base of the tefillin, should at least be 2 etzbayim al 2 etzbayim, which has to be at least 2 finger breadths and 2 finger breadths. Ulevad kol elu, and besides all of this, matzui me'od, he says another problem if you have it smaller than that, because you find a lot of times be'elu atfillin aktanim, if you have very small tefillin, less than 2 etzbayim. Sheparshios saying gruos ad maod, the parshios are going to be very lousy parshios mitzad dechakam, because there's such little room for them, and you're going to have to make very, very tiny parshios to get it in there, and it's going to mess up the parshios. The parshios aren't going to be able to be good in such small tefillin. Kasher beinei reisi harbe mehem. He says, and I saw many of these tefillin that they're shvachim isis. Al kena shomer nafsho yishmer mehem. Therefore, someone who wants to be shomer his nefesh will be shomer not to have these lousy type of tefillin that are too tiny, and therefore will have not such good, not such great parshios. Membeis, shin shel tefillin, the shin of the tefillin that you have on the shel rosh. Right, you have it on the two sides, on the right and left side of your shel rosh. It's a halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. It's part of the halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai of tefillin. Sheyaseh b'or habatim, that you should make it in the leather of the batim of the shel rosh. Kimin shin, like a shin, which is boletet, which is coming out mikimate haor, from the mikimte, or from the pieces that have been pulled out of the leather. Because again, we have one big leather from the shel rosh, and you have to pull out with some type of tweezer or plucker to pluck out the skin in the shape of a shin. And you should have one, echad miyamino, the echad mismolo. One on the right side, and one on the left side. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, vim niskalkel hashin. If the shin gets messed up, the eino nikar, and it's not apparent as a shin, tzarech letakno mechadash, dum yod niskalkel ribua. You have to make it like new, like the same way if the ribua, if the square of the bias or of the titura or of the stitches, okay, got messed up. It has to be fixed like that. Hamavor besamach, how you exactly fix it, mechadash, we'll see coming up in the next simon. Kuf tzadi aleph, kimin shin. Now it says kimin shin, like a shin. Umashma v'achronim, the tmunas shinin shelanu. He says, the achronim is like the tmuna, the form of the shinin of our shelanu, shana osim b'tfilin, that we make in the tfilin, die. That's enough. Da'ola ba'inan davka ksav stam mamish. You don't have to have a shin that would be the pure kosher, the chadchila, Ksav of Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos in the Parshios on the bias. Ela dugma, but should be similar to it that you can recognize it as a shin. Uminag seifrim kayoim, but the minag, he says, of the seifrim today, be'ezim ekaimos, in certain places, lahader v'lasaisan, to go ahead and do the hider and make it b'ksav ashuas mamish. Like mamish, the ksav of Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos, which is known as ksav ashuas, mamish, and that's how it should look, the shin on the bias. That's the minhag of the seifrim that the Mishnah Berurah says was kahayoyim, was in his day. Kuf tzadi beiz, boletes, so it has to come out, bulge out the shin. V'masa ashin beklaf acher, and if you make the shin on a different piece of klaf, behidbik, and you stuck it bedevek ala bias, and you stuck it with glue onto the bias, puzzle, it's not going to be good. Kuf tzadi gimel, sif cotton, kuf tzadi gimel, kuf tzadi gimel, mekimte haor, right, it's from the creases of the leather itself, of the bias, tahayinu shemekame taor, you crease up the leather, the malkate, or you pull it out with some type of tweezer or plucker, al yedei kfeila, alright, by doubling up the leather, shekofel me'aor, like you crease up the leather, achenasu si'ife shin, until you get like a shin. V'la'asoysan al yedei defus, now to do it with a defus, with la'asoysan al yedei defus, let's say to make it with, from a mold, tahinu shala defus chakuk shin. And on this mold, is engraved a shin, and it's bolate, and it's right. The shin is coming out. V'doch lahadfus, and you push, right? This mold into the leather of the bias. V'nase what? V'nase toar shin, and it will then make the form of a shin. So ayein b'tazu magen Avram. Check out the Tazim Magen Avram. The mashma de lachatchila tov l'namizet. It's mashma de lachatchila that this would be problematic because this gets into the issue of chok tochos and chok yurechos, exactly how it's done. Even if it's not exactly chok tochos, it's something called chok yurechos. V'knesses hagdoyla b'shem tshuvas harama kosuv. Dzeu yoiser hider. In Kesach Doila, he says it's a better hider because he obviously likes this molding. He doesn't view it as chok tochos. V'chein haminag poshut kayoim la'soisai b'defus, and therefore the minag today is to actually do it with this mold, this defus. Mipnei shayideze yesh la'toar shin b'chul yoiser, because this way, you will have the form of a shin with all its limbs, viziyuna, and all its exact tagim, yoiser, more than a shin amekumetes meor, more than the shin that is plucked out of the leather itself. Now, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Shel yamin hameniach, on the right side of the one putting on the tefillin, shel rosh, the shin should have shel shloisha roshim. It should have three tops to the tefillin, three right yudin coming up. Shel small hameniach, and on the left side, if you notice, the shin shel arba roshim has four tops, has four yudin coming up. Miyu imhi feich. Eino nifsal. However, he says, the Rama goes on to say, if it got flipped, where you have the four-legged shin on the right side, and on the left side you have the three-legged shin, it would still be good b'di'evet. It's not going to be possible. Mishnah Berurah shel yamin ameniach ve'im. Chiluk bezeh bein itar la'acher, doesn't make a difference if he's a lefty or he's a righty. On the right side of the tefillin shel rosh should have the three-legged shin. The basa yamin usmol da alma azlinan, because we go after the yamin and smol of people in general. Eino nifsal, Mishnah Berurah said it's not going to be possible if it flipped the three-legged shin and the four-legged shin and have it on the opposite sides. Aval imasa b'shnei atzadim rak shin shel shlosha roshim. If you have on both sides a shin of three heads, three legs, three yuds, whatever you want to call them, o arba, or if you have on both sides a four-topped shin, a four-legged shin, puzzle. And for sure, if on one of the sides you're missing a shin, it will not be good, because you have to have both of these shins on your tefillin, halacha l'moshe mi Sinai. Adkan.